Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's time to get on or get off. Time for the bandwagon.
Bandwagon, let's go.
All right, number one. This isn't exactly taught at flight attendant school. A former flight attendant was caught smuggling 100 pounds of a deadly new drug made of human bones. And she is facing a lot of prison time. Charlotte May Lee is 21 years old from the UK. She was seized in Sri Lanka earlier this month carrying a suitcases full of Kush, K-U-S-H, a new drug originating out of West Africa that kills an estimated dozen people a week just in Sierra Leone. She's from South London. She claimed the drug stash, which has a reported street value of almost $3.5 million.
Oh my gosh!
Was planted in her suitcases without her knowledge.
What?
So 100 pounds was planted.
Stop.
In
yeah,
her suitcases without her knowledge. She didn't feel the extra 100 pounds. Her lawyer told the BBC. She is being held in rather harsh conditions in a jail in Sri Lanka where she has to sleep on a concrete floor. You know, not for nothing, this chick's pretty hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, why are you smuggling drugs? You could have been on OnlyFans.
Definitely hot for a drug lord.
She was caught on May 12th. It's the largest drug seizure in the history of Sri Lanka.
She is
looking at 25 years in prison.
In a Sri Lankan prison.
For drug smuggling. She had been working in Thailand, but she was forced to leave because her 30-day visa was due to run out. So she took a flight to Sri Lanka while she waited for the renewal of her Thai visa, allegedly, according to her attorney. She said, "I had never seen the drugs before. I didn't expect it at all when they pulled me over at the airport. I thought I was just going to be filled with all my stuff." She also implied that she knew who planted the drugs in her suitcase, but she would not name them.
Oh, this is...
Here is the amount of drugs. There's like a whole bunch of like vacuum sealed bags.
Yeah, wow.
That she claims she didn't know about. There are...
She didn't know about it, but then she alludes to like
Sean,
who
30 bags.
There. Yeah, well, 100 pounds is all that needs to be said. That's wild.
She says, "They must have planted it, and I know who did it."
See?
Kush apparently is very popular with young men. It can cause you to fall asleep while walking, collapse unexpectedly, or even wander into moving traffic. Apparently, it makes you like a zombie.
possible side effects. Narcolepsy.
What one of the drug's ingredients is human bones. And the desire for it has led to people grave robbing cemeteries in Sierra Leone.
This has got to, like, this is at least MS-13 territory. Like, what? Who's worse than those guys? Whoever's responsible for manufacturing these drugs. Like, they put human bones in these things.
Pretty crazy, right?
Wild. Wild.
If she ever gets out, she's just going to stick to porn, on or off the bandwagon.
I'm on the bandwagon. What else is she going to do? You know, like, she's... she's trying to deal $3.5 million worth of, like, human bone drugs in Sri Lanka. Like, yeah, something tells me she's got at least an OnlyFans page in her career in front of her. So I'm on the bandwagon. There ain't much this woman could do. Somebody's going to upswing her in Sri Lankan prison, though.
I'm on, but I'm confused. Kush. I swear, I thought that was
I thought it was a term for weed.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
too.
That's an old term, like, for weed. This is coming out of Sierra Leone in Africa, and that's what they call it. They call it Kush.
Well, y'all be careful with that Kush out there, man. Don't get it mixed up. But I'm on. But I also say I think she's gonna go back to still selling drugs, or doing whatever she's doing, because it's easy money. And she has nothing else to do. So she's going to do porn, and she's going
to
sell drugs.
She's about to rat somebody out, though, it sounds like. Like, she knows who planted the drugs.
Yeah, she's way too hot to be in prison.
So, I don't know. Well, she's either going to be in prison,
some time.
She's going to get dead, or she's going to get dead in prison.
Yeah, I think she's going to find a way to rat somebody out and wind up walking and just getting the hell out of all those countries, because she's definitely way too hot to be stuck in a Sri Lankan prison. Somebody's going to get her out.
No. Like, the fact that she's dealing human bone drugs, though, like, takes away the hot factor a little bit for me. Just saying.
But we don't know why yet.
Why what?
Why was she under duress? Like, we don't know why.
But I know there's human bones in there, according to this story. So,
no, we know there's human bones. That doesn't mean she knew what it was.
Oh, yeah, but
she could have just been muling.
She's already saying, like, oh, I didn't know they were in there.
Yeah, no, I don't believe that.
She could have been muling under duress.
I didn't know I was carrying 100 pounds extra of drugs, but, oh, I know who did this.
Especially since she looks like she's maybe 120 pounds and 70 of it are, like, in her chest. So, I mean,
facts.
This girl should be on OnlyFans, not on planes smuggling drugs.
Or working at local Hooters in their rebrand.
But
maybe.
She's totally getting off.
Yeah.
Full bandwagon. All right, number two. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
How about no?
All right, well, according to The Sun... very credible news article here.
The Sun.
If you've ever watched...
Do you have malware now that you've clicked on this link?
If you ever watched Men in Black, you know that this is very deep investigative reporting.
Yes, The Sun. What? Just read me the author's name. Does it have it?
Debbie White.
Lies.
That's very much a pseudonym.
Yeah, not her real name.
A credible Bigfoot sighting wows experts after a 6-foot-tall beast covered in hair targeted a father and son in the woods.
Where's this at? Where are the woods?
The woods are somewhere in the U.S.
Okay.
The man and his son were out fishing in the woods. All of a sudden, they heard rustling in a tree and a huge thud hitting the ground. Ed Henry, didn't he, like, wasn't he the opposite coach in the state title game in Remember the Titans, Ed Henry?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Ed Henry and his 12-year-old son.
I think Ed Harris. Is that Ed Harris?
No, I think the coach's name was Ed Henry. Chris will look that up. He and his 12-year-old son shared their ordeal with the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, or BFRO. It's a group based in Akron, Ohio, that investigates and publishes reported Bigfoot sightings. Henry told the Bigfoot Chasers he and his boy had been out fishing in Monroe County, Michigan, when all of a sudden they were scared. They had gone out to a fishing spot behind a jail. Behind a jail. Located near a quarry in an area north of Plum Creek. My son said, "Holy bleep, what was that? It was as big as a bear, but it looked like a gorilla." Maybe they were on Kush. The report to Beefro said, "I was bow fishing today with my son around 11:30 in the morning. We walked down the creek past four bridges and headed to the marsh. 100 yards into the marsh, my dog scared up something that was bedded there. Trees were shaking. We thought it was a group of deer. All of a sudden, I heard rustling in a tree to the left and a huge thud hitting the ground from there. A big, heavy animal hit the ground and crouched and started moving towards me through the brush. My dog fired off from the right of me toward the creature. The dog almost got to it, but the creature shot off really fast through the trees and brush. The dog chased them up the slope and over the train tracks. I called to my dog to come back. We walked back, but we heard something crunching the ground behind us, and we ran. It looked like a dark furred primate that ran up a slope on two legs, looking like a gorilla from behind. That would be Bigfoot. If Bigfoot is 6 foot tall and looks like a gorilla.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It sure as hell ain't running away from your dog. It might be running to your dog and thinking, fresh meat. This guy is 100% a drug addict and full of crap. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
I'm on the bandwagon, but coming to the next episode of Coast to Coast AM with whatever that guy's name is.
Space Ghost?
Nori. George Nori. I'll be listening to him like later this week on Coast to Coast talking to this nut job. Bigfoot, man. Ellie, are you, you're not a Bigfoot believer in at all, are you? Like,
no.
Even a fraction.
Not at all.
Like, I've never met a person that is a Bigfoot enthusiast, like even somewhat of a believer. Like, and I figured like all these. What? Chris is raising his hand right now.
Yeah.
You're trolling me.
No, I'm for real.
I was just going to say, like, I leave it to these sci-fi dorks, you know, that I think just want to believe this kind of stuff. But even PC doesn't believe it, and he's a sci-fi nut.
I believe it, man.
Well, so the whole thing there is sci-fi is fiction. Science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Bigfoot is fiction.
Correct.
Bigfoot sure as hell ain't running away from your dog.
I'm on this bandwagon because I do believe this guy's on something. Like PC said, your dog, Bigfoot shouldn't be running away from your dog, if anything. But
maybe it's like a young Bigfoot.
But I do believe in Bigfoot, man. I do believe there's something out there. I believe there's something out there, man.
He believes in Bigfoot and aliens, and he thinks the earth is flat.
No. I don't think the earth is flat. But I do believe in aliens and Bigfoot.
Check out Ancient Aliens. This is the show for you.
Number one show on the Sean Bajani watch list.
I used to watch it. Now it's
Ancient
just silly.
Aliens.
Now it's so silly. Oh, good Lord. Yeah. This guy's definitely on something. Full bandwagon, I would imagine.
Full bandwagon.
Bow, now, now.
Okay, last one.
No!
What happens when your kid's a little S-hit?
Pooper.
woman accused...
You say S-head?
S-hit.
Okay. Oh.
He's a little S-hit.
Okay.
A woman is accused of smacking a boy who called her fat at the airport. Now faces felony child abuse charges. Chrissy Crampton. And you can imagine she fits her name in the looks department, is accused of hitting a child on a flight back from Disney World. She was arrested and charged with felony child abuse after smacking a kid on a flight departing Sanford Orlando International Airport. According to the report, she was detained by police after an alleged outburst that occurred on an Allegiant Airlines flight. Never heard of Allegiant Airlines.
I have.
That was headed for Hagerstown, Maryland.
I wish it would have been Spirit, though.
Why? Because I'm flying Spirit tomorrow? At least it's not Frontier, right? The pilot on board the flight called the police and asked them to respond to allegations of a disturbance. When the officer arrived, Crampton and other members of her party had exited the plane, were walking away from the gate after voluntarily deplaning. After talking to police, Crampton allegedly said she struck out after the child called her fat and Miss Piggy. In the report, she said the child was very rude, disrespectful to her during their time together. She allegedly told police she took away their phone, but resorted to smacking them when the child continued to misbehave. According to witnesses, she used her fist and a water bottle. She also allegedly slammed their head into a window. A witness told police she was not correcting the child. She was abusing them. They said Crampton was whipping the bleep out of that child. Flight attendants on board did not witness any altercation.
Hmm. Okay.
The police said no drugs, no alcohol. Not sure how old the victim was, but they were part of the same group that was in Florida to visit Disney World. So it sounds like she was like a chaperone of some kind of group.
Yeah, but where are the other people?
I don't know. Nobody else seemed to know or say anything. She was released on a $10,000 bond and ordered not to reach out to the child for the time being. In this case, I think it was a matter of this child learned what F-A-F-O is all about. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
You know, I'm on the bandwagon just because you're right. You're right at the end of the day. Does she not have her own kids? By the way, does it say that?
It doesn't. It just says the child. It's clearly not her child.
Yeah.
But, since they were part of the same group, it sounds like she was a chaperone on the group.
Like, why would you go on a
Because
trip?
Where is this kid's parents?
Right. Where? Too many questions not answered in this piece. Where are the other kid's parents? Where are the other chaperones? Where's somebody else to whoop this woman into shape while she's, like, beating the hell out of a kid that's not hers?
Who's letting this kid be a total asshat?
And in more life questions for this woman, Miss Piggy, if you will, if you don't have kids of your own that you could take on the trip, why the hell would you want to go on a trip, get on a plane with these other knucklehead kids and have to be responsible for them in a different state? Like, there's no chance in hell. Like, you better be getting paid for that. It's no volunteer chaperone thing. So just because of that, yeah. I'm this kid, you know, F-A-F-O'd or however you say that. That's true. But this woman deserves everything that is going to be coming to her. I would whoop her ass. Like, they need to tie her up and let this kid's mom, like, whoop her ass.
I disagree. I'm on the bandwagon.
What?
Yeah, I mean, where are these kids' parents, like PC said? Can't be out there calling a grown woman fat, Miss Piggy. None of that. F around and find out, man. That's what that kid did. And hopefully that kid learns to not disrespect elders, older people, whatever. It's just, can't do that, man.
Mm-hmm. If I randomly called some woman on a plane fat when I was like 10, 12, whatever.
Your mom would smack you.
Number one, my mom would whoop my ass.
Exactly.
Then every one of her four sisters would take turns whooping my ass.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother would whoop my ass.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather would whoop my ass. And when my father got home, he was gonna whoop my ass.
Mm-hmm.
You effed around. You found out. You go be disrespectful like that. Sorry, you deserved getting smacked.
Maybe the lady deserved it. Maybe she was mean to the kids. Sounds like there could have been a track record there.
Sounds like you just don't like her because she's fat.
I'm just saying, like, all of a sudden, like, Shame. She's going to crack.
I can only imagine what he says about me. As soon
some
as
little
get out
8-year-old
of
called me fat and Miss Piggy, so I'm going to beat the hell out of this kid. She might have had it coming, you know? Like, but again, the main question, where's this kid's parents? That's what I want to know.
Well, I am on the bandwagon. That is the bandwagon, and the Astros position player pitching.
Yeah, who's that? Who's pitching?
Cesar Salazar.
Man. Can we just do like two more segments of bandwagon?
He can't catch. He's not allowed to catch. But
he's 13-3, man.
But here he is pitching.
over under 54. Under.
57.
Damn it. 7.
This might be the first 1-2-3 inning for a while for the Astros.
Yeah.
You know, the Astros bullpen has been badass all year, but tonight, woof. Tonight, let's just say there's going to be a lot of ERAs that went up.
Well, the bullpen.
Bennett Sousa gave up a run in an inning and a third. Brian King gave up 5 runs in a third of an inning. Caleb Ort gave up 3 runs in an inning. Forrest Whitley gave up 2 runs in 2/3 of an inning. And Cesar Salazar is... I got a guy on.
I was just going to say, Cesar Salazar, he's going to have an immaculate inning. That'd be awesome.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.